100.7 The Tiger, off the record with Brittany and Abby. And we are on the phone with Brittany. Drum roll.
Drum roll.
Get it together. Granger Smith, how's it going?
I'm good. How are y'all?
We're doing so good. We're having such a great morning. We get to talk to Granger Smith, and we're hoping that maybe we even get to talk to Earl Dibbles Jr. a little bit.
He's always close by if you need him.
That's what I like to hear. He's like my spirit animal, I guess you could say, even though he's another person. Like, I live vicariously through him.
Perfect. I love that.
How did you come up with that alter ego?
Earl, he was really an accident. It was an album we were promoting with my two brothers several years ago, and we were just making funny videos and hoping something went viral on YouTube. And Earl was just a character that represents some family members of mine, some friends of mine. Everyone knows some Earl in their family. So it was easy to get into that character, and that video went viral. We've been chasing it ever since.
I love it. No doubt.
And speaking of YouTube, you have a new YouTube series coming out, The Smiths. Can you kind of give us a little bit of details about that?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a family vlog channel that we started in February of 2019, and it has been such a fun adventure, such a blessing to have these videos that we release every Tuesday and Thursday to kind of get a really personal look into our lives. And it's allowed us to be vulnerable and open up and really be close to our fans. And it's been really important to me.
I love that.
I do love that.
Make sure you go check that out. And we actually wanted to talk to you about your new album that came out today.
Yay!
So excited about it.
Yeah, Country Things, Volume 1. It came out today. We have Volume 2 coming out end of November.
Yay!
And I'm really proud of this project. And it's been in the works for a couple years. The world has been crazy for a couple years, it seems like. And and this is a nice release for me. Music is always a good way for me just to forget about things and have that creative release. And I hope that these songs will speak the same to other people that listen to it.
I think my favorite one on the album so far is Chevys, Hemis, Yodas, and Fords. I just jam out to it. I absolutely love it. And I do love the Country and You Know It, which obviously features Earl Dibbles Jr.'s.
Yeah.
It's super fun. I love me a good drinking song.
Thank you. I do too. That's exactly what I mean, when you could have some songs that just, as a release from real life, just for 3 minutes at a time.
No doubt.
You can crack a beer and listen to a song, and it can transport you to another place.
So I wanted to ask you about your I Kill Spiders song. One, can you come kill the spiders in my house? Because I don't do spiders. And two, how did that song come about?
Yeah, I hate spiders too. But that song came about when a friend of mine, dear friend, co-writer friend of mine, called and said, "Hey, man, I got a great idea for a song called I Kill Spiders." And I said, "Okay, I don't know what that means, but I'm intrigued." And he said, "Well, basically, it's the idea." He has a little girl, and he said, "It's the idea of no matter what I do in the world, no matter what I achieve in my career, to her, I'll always be the hero that can kill spiders for
her." Yes,
I do love
that. And I have a little girl, too, and I thought, man, that's great. I went home and wrote it that night. And it'll always be a special song for me.
Oh, my gosh. I'm about to turn 26, and I still call my dad when I see a scary spider in my house. I'm like, what is this? Is it going to eat me?
Right.
I need help.
So,
I hope that a lot of people could say that. And I hope that even, you know, grandmas, because, you know, I have a 94-year-old grandmother, and
aww,
still thinks about her daddy.
That's
and
so
still
sweet.
Remembers him and still gets choked up. And so I hope that could be a special song for,
yes,
for everyone.
I love
it.
That. So I actually have one last question for Earl Dibbles Jr. I watched the YouTube videos and stuff like that of him doing different college football picks. And obviously LSU is playing Mississippi State this weekend. What does Earl Dibbles Jr. think about this game?
Yeah, I could tell you before he does.
Okay.
We released a video last night. It's called Dip 'em and Pick 'em, what you're talking about.
Ooh. Yes.
On
I haven't seen
Sports.
It yet.
So, it airs on CBS Sports on Tuesday night, but we're going to start putting it on YouTube on Wednesday night. This particular one just came out, and so Earl actually picked that game. So, yeah, I think that's going to be – you'll be happy.
Okay, good. That's all I need to know.
He loves LSU.
Yeah!
He'll do anything for LSU because he always knows they winners.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Well, thank you so much, Granger, for calling in. We love you. We love the album, and we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
I love you guys, too. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
All right. It's Abby Lee.
And Brittany Rose.
Live with a Tiger.